665, Section 4, Services. As you read, look for modern businesses, the rise of tourism, the effect of entertainment and sports, terms, retail, shopping center, centennial. As you have seen, agriculture and manufacturing both went through processes of mechanization and modernization. This led to greater output, but also fewer workers. As jobs in these areas became more difficult to find, many workers turned to jobs in the service industries. As you learned, service industries do not produce an actual product, but a service such as healthcare, education, entertainment, and lodging. By the 2000s, a majority of jobs in the state and throughout the entire country were in the service sector. Following World War II, Georgia expanded its banking, insurance, entertainment, and retail services. Atlanta became a center for banking, and other communities also had important banking institutions. In the 1960s, professional major league sports were introduced in Atlanta and were important to the city's economy and its image as a major U.S. city. The other major service industry to reemerge in Georgia was tourism, which became the major engine for Georgia's economy. Retail. Georgia's cities have always been the center for retail business in Georgia. Retail includes all the stores through which consumers buy goods. Retail outlets grew as the population grew. In some areas, those changed from small, locally owned stores to large, corporate-owned stores. By the 1950s, shopping centers in the suburbs began to emerge. A shopping center is a group of retail and service stores, and often restaurants, that has common off-street parking. By the 1970s, shopping centers had become enclosed malls where consumers could shop in all kinds of weather. Both shopping centers and malls are still available for Georgia shoppers in the early 2000s. Home Depot. Georgia is also the home of major retailers. One of the fastest growing and largest is the Home Depot. Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank opened a warehouse-type store that sold supplies for home improvements. Selling to both contractors in the house building and renovations business and to do-it-yourself customers, Home Depot built its reputation on customer service. Its employees have always been professionals in various areas of home repair and improvement who know their products and can provide customers with advice. Beginning with two Atlanta stores in 1979, the company has expanded to hundreds of stores all over the country. Banking and insurance. One of the important aspects of Georgia's growth has been banking and insurance. Banks help finance businesses and other ventures, while insurance helps protect businesses and individuals from risk. SunTrust Bank Incorporated has its headquarters in Georgia. Many of the older banks that were headquartered in Georgia have merged over time, so their home offices are now in other places. For example, the Georgia Railroad Bank of Augusta merged with First Union of Charlotte, North Carolina. First Union eventually merged with Wachovia. So did First Atlanta Bank. In the financial crisis that began in 2008, Wachovia became part of Wells Fargo, a giant banking corporation. Synovus. One of the most successful Georgia-founded banking and financial institutions is Synovus in Columbus. It had its roots in other banks, including Columbus Bank and Trust Company. Under the leadership of James Blanchard Sr. and Jr., father and son, the company grew to own about 40 banks throughout the South. It also operates TSYS, a company that processes electronic payments. The Blanchards have established worker and family-friendly policies that have made Synovus one of the 100 best companies to work for in the country, according to Fortune magazine. Aflac. Another Columbus-based company is the insurance giant Aflac, American Family Life Assurance Company. The company was founded in 1955 by the three Amos brothers, John, Paul, and William. It sold life insurance policies and within 1 year had sold over 6,000 policies. In 1958, the company began a new type of policy specifically for cancer. Over the years, it has added other kinds of policies. One of the most successful expansions of the company was selling insurance in Japan, which began in 1974. In the early 21st century, the company had over 4 million policies in force. Entertainment and sports. Another significant area of economic growth for Georgia in the late 1900s was entertainment and sports. Turner Broadcasting. In 1960, young Georgian Ted Turner built his father's billboard company, Turner Advertising, into the largest billboard company in the United States. In 1964, he relocated to Atlanta, and in 1970, Turner bought his first television station, which he eventually named WTBS for Turner Broadcasting. In 1980, Turner launched his cable news network, CNN. That was followed by Headline News Network, HLN, Turner Network Television, TNT, Turner South, Sports South, Cartoon Network, and Turner Classic Movies, TCM. In 1996, Turner merged with Time Warner Corporation. Turner's enterprises brought jobs and money and made Atlanta an important world media center. Sports. Radio and television led to the rising popularity of another major economic booster for Georgia, professional sports. Fans who could not attend games in person could listen on radio to their favorite announcers calling the action as it happened or watch the action on television. Many sports fans wanted not only to watch or listen to games, but to enjoy the action at the events. Cities in the North and West already hosted major league professional teams in many sports. However, because being home to major league teams was expensive, minor league sports continued to dominate Georgia and the South for almost two decades after World War II. That changed in the 1960s. Mayor Ivan Allen Jr. believed Atlanta had to have professional sports to lead the Southeast. He had worked for years to bring a major league team to Atlanta. He finally convinced Atlanta business leaders to support the construction of Atlanta Fulton County Stadium to host professional major league sports. In 1966, the Braves baseball team played its first game in Atlanta. This was the first major league professional sports team not only in Georgia, but in the entire Lower South. In the mid-1970s, Ted Turner bought the team and broadcast its games via satellite throughout the country on his superstation. He won many fans for the team. In the 1980s, the Braves even got the nickname America's Team. The main attraction for the Braves in the late 1960s and early 1970s was not a winning record. It was slugger Hank Aaron. In 1974, Aaron broke the home run record formerly held by Babe Ruth. By the end of his career, Aaron had hit 755, a record that stood until 2007. The Braves, however, were a losing team until the 1990s and early 2000s. It was then the team began a long winning streak that included division titles, several league championships, and in 1995, becoming World Series champions. In 1966, the Falcons football team came to Atlanta, playing its first game in the fall. This new expansion team was owned by Rankin Smith, Executive Vice President of the Life Insurance Company of Georgia. The Falcons were never an outstanding team in the early decades, but in 2004, they played in the Super Bowl. In the late 1980s, Smith threatened to move the team out of the state unless a new stadium was built for them. The result was the Georgia Dome, which now hosts not only the Falcons, but other sporting events and large gatherings. In 2002, the estate of Rankin Smith sold the Falcons to Arthur Blank, owner of Home Depot, who has continued to make improvements for the team. Atlanta became home to the Hawks basketball team in 1968. Ted Turner bought the team in the 1970s. Like the Braves, the Hawks came into their own in the 1990s. At the end of the 1990s, they began playing in the new Phillips Arena. Phillips Arena also was home to the Atlanta Thrashers, a new expansion team in professional ice hockey. In 1972, an earlier hockey team, the Atlanta Flames, tried to build an audience for the popular northern sport. After several years of low attendance, they left for Canada in 1980. But in the late 1990s, the National Hockey League allowed Ted Turner's TBS company to establish the Thrashers. Until he sold to Time Warner, Turner owned three of the four Major League professional sports teams in Atlanta. Other professional sports also had an impact in the state. The largest sports audiences in the state appeared at auto racing events at the Atlanta Motor Speedway in Henry County, built in 1960 by Atlanta real estate developers. The sport was not immediately successful. In the 1990s, however, improvements were made to the track and the fan facilities. Racing fans from other parts of the country and from foreign countries come to watch the races, adding millions of dollars to the area's economy. Another major professional sporting event is the Masters Golf Tournament, held in Augusta every April. The tournament has been played every year since 1934, with the exception of the World War II years. In the post-war years, attendance grew. As with other sports, the Masters benefited from television. It was the first televised golf tournament. As the tournament grew in prestige, it attracted a national and an international audience and is now a revered event in the golf world. The economic impact, especially on the Augusta area, became and has remained significant. Tourism. Georgia's modern transportation system, along with the state's history, natural beauty, and hospitality, also led to the development of what became, by the late 20th century, the second largest industry in the state, tourism. Georgia became a state that others wanted to visit. After World War II, visitors were usually on their way through the state as they headed for the sunny weather and resorts of Florida. Hotels, motels, gas stations, and restaurants catering to travelers dotted the highways of the state and the small towns along those highways. When the interstates were built, those small businesses often closed or relocated to the interstate interchanges. Truck stops also became fixtures along the interstates since they were the major roads used by truckers. By the 1970s and 1980s, Georgia began state-funded efforts to attract conventions and tourists with a special agency dedicated to that purpose. Local communities started their own convention and visitors bureaus to bring visitors to their towns. Atlanta and other major cities built large convention facilities for meetings, exhibits, and other events. Atlanta can host conventions of thousands of people. Other cities around the state can bring in smaller groups. In addition to conventions, Georgia attracts travelers from other states and from other nations to visit and vacation in the state. Georgians themselves travel around the state. Attractions include Georgia's beautiful natural environment, such as the beaches and the mountains, as well as interesting historic and cultural sites. The convention and tourism industry in Georgia has grown to have major economic impact in the state. Over 200,000 Georgians work in the businesses and organizations related to this service industry, which has an economic impact of almost $30 billion. The industry also is an important source of tax revenue, not only for the state of Georgia, but for local communities who are able to collect hotel-motel room taxes. In 1996, the state hosted one of the most significant events in the world, the Summer Olympic Games. In addition to the thousands of athletes and their families from around the world, 2 million visitors came to Atlanta for the Games. The idea for bringing the Olympics to Georgia began with businessman Billy Payne. Atlanta Mayors Andrew Young and Maynard Jackson both supported Atlanta's Olympic bid. This was an especially important Olympics because it was the centennial, 100-year anniversary of the first modern Olympics held in 1896. It took 6 years to prepare for the Games, which lasted from July 19th to August 4th, 1996. Not only did the Olympics bring millions of dollars, but it changed many aspects of Atlanta and other places in Georgia. Old sports arenas were repaired and brand new sports facilities were built, including the Olympic Stadium, which is now Turner Field for the Atlanta Braves. Over 7,500 hotel rooms were added and new restaurants were built. Roads were repaired and expanded. New technology, such as traffic cameras and other systems, were added to the interstate system. Olympic Centennial Park provided a beautiful green space in the city. Tourism in Atlanta increased, and the rebirth of the downtown area continued after the games were over. Atlanta became seen as a major international city. Reviewing the section. 1. Define retail centennial. 2. Describe how Ted Turner helped Atlanta and Georgia. 3. What effect did the Olympics have on Atlanta? Page 671, Doing Business in Georgia, Cable News Network, CNN. One of Georgia's contributions to the modern world has been the innovation of the 24-hour all-news television channel. The concept was the vision of Georgian Ted Turner, who was the owner of the already successful Turner Broadcasting Superstation. After more than 2 years of planning, CNN launched its first show on June 1, 1980, from its headquarters in Atlanta. Its emphasis was on news and not personalities. Having respected journalists such as Daniel Shore reporting brought quality. CNN was a risky venture. Many wondered who the audience would be for around-the-clock news. But Turner believed in the concept and was willing to use profits from his other broadcast enterprise to keep CNN afloat. In spite of the critics and the lack of profit in the first years, Turner persevered. By 1985, the channel began making money. It also rose in both credibility and popularity. With 24 hours to fill, the channel could devote time to special shows on specific topics, such as medical news. It introduced more of those types of shows throughout the 1980s. In 1982, CNN2, now known as Headline News, began. In 1984, CNN covered the entire conventions of both the Republicans and Democrats as they nominated their presidential candidates. What really made CNN a household name was its breaking news coverage. For example, in 1986, only CNN was covering the launch of the Space Shuttle Challenger when it tragically exploded. In 1991, only CNN was broadcasting from Iraq when the Desert Storm operation began against Saddam Hussein. Its reporters were in a Baghdad hotel as the bombs began to fall. Even officials of the U.S. government watched CNN to follow the progress of their military. 10 years later, CNN was first to report that a plane had hit one of the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. CNN did so well that by the mid-1990s, it had competition from other networks, including Fox News and MSNBC. In 1995, Turner Broadcasting System was bought by Time Warner, which in turn merged with America Online, AOL, in 2001. Ted Turner remained involved as vice chairman of the board until he resigned in 2003. CNN changed the world. It affected the way information is gathered and how it flows. CNN was an innovator in the globalization of news.